Live.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, hour number two. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so join us on the phones and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, whatever's on your mind, even pop culture. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can grab the archives. Last 6 days of the show right there on the front page of the site. As you scroll through, you'll find there's a voting link to podtower.com. We also have a voting link to podcastalley.com. That's the one we're really pushing hard right now because every month they reset their voting. And we've been number one in the months of March and May this year. We weren't number one for the whole month, but we were for a good chunk of it. And we want to be number one again, and we want your help, because we give you everything at freetalklive.com, all the archives, the bulletin board system, everything for free. All we ask from you is 1 minute of your time to go to vote.freetalklive.com. That's vote.freetalklive.com, and cast your vote for Free Talk Live. It's very simple. All it takes is an email address.
You know, right now, all the people that, you know, love, the people that really love Free Talk Live, a vast majority of them have gone and voted.
Absolutely.
Now what we got to do is we got to convince people that kind of listen to Free Talk Live. You know, they just listen. They're like P2s in the industry vernacular, as it were. And we have to convince the P2s to go and vote because they're really where it matters.
There's a big chunk of P2s out there.
Yes. Last month, we managed to get plenty of P2s to, you know, the people that kind of listen to Free Talk Live. You know, they're not diehard fans. They wouldn't tattoo Free Talk Live into their forearm.
You know, you don't have to be... Okay. Man, to imagine that we have fans like that. You don't have to be a rabid fan to vote for the show.
No.
As long as you enjoy the program to some extent. You don't even have to agree with us. And we don't agree with each other on some issues. But
no.
You don't even have to agree with us 25% of the time. As long as you listen, it means there must be something here of some value that you'd like to continue on. And so the more votes we have, the more listeners we'll get, the longer the show will be around. Because if we lose listeners over time, which we're not doing, I mean, but if we didn't even show up on the charts, our growth rate would be much slower.
Yeah.
But since we're on the charts and we have been number one, we will be again, thanks to you going to vote.freetalklive.com. We will be the number one show.
It ensures liberty-minded conversation on the radio.
Absolutely.
People who are actually talking about liberty issues. This is not happening on talk radio.
Well, one of the things you can do when you vote is you can actually leave a comment as well. It's not required, but you can. One of the comments recently kind of raked us over the coals, saying, you know, basically that they didn't agree with our politics, but at the same time, they like to listen because we're one of the only shows that talks about ideas over the left-right political issues. Like, we'll talk about concepts that are beyond whether or not Dick Cheney is a so-and-so and whatever about George Bush. We don't talk about the politicians, per se, on this show. We talk about the real ideas behind
The ideas, the reason that the politicians are there, because they're really supposed to be enacting freedoms for us.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Owen in Washington. Owen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. It's good
to be on
the show again.
That's what, a show again?
It's good to be on your show again.
Well, it's good that, yes, it is good to be to have you here, Owen. What's on your mind?
Well, I called in about that whole Social Security number thing before, and I was just so happy. I thought the other guy bringing up the issue that, yes, it is a big issue. It's walking into a contract without disclosure. It's called fraud, constructive fraud, because they aren't openly disclosing everything to you.
Well, and how so?
Okay.
Make a little better point here, please.
Okay. You are being told by the media, by the doctors or nurses at the hospital, by the licensing department of whatever state you're in, you have to have a Social Security number.
Yeah, they're telling me that at the blood bank, too. Apparently, I can't donate without a Social Security number.
Well, then you can't donate. Then they don't really need your blood.
Apparently, they don't.
Right. That's a good point.
But, no, I made a big stink about it, and you know, they obviously let me do it.
But you're right, Owen. There's definitely a system that has been set up around us, no doubt.
Well, no, they aren't telling you though. They aren't telling you that it's not required. Like I have a driver's license, no number.
Really?
I get a fishing license, no number.
How did you go?
I get a business license, no number.
Here in this state, you have to give them a Social Security number. How did you avoid that requirement?
I don't have a Social Security number.
And the state of Washington didn't care?
Oh, well, they care. But they realized that, hey, listen.
He doesn't have one.
He doesn't have one. And they don't drive him along.
How did you avoid getting a Social Security number?
Some kind of adoption.
Well, actually, it goes back to that whole issue of fraud. I was in the military. I believed I had a number at the time. which is why it's very critical that we bring up the point that that other gentleman made, that Christian anarchist, I believe he was.
Yes, Gene.
Yes, that it was brought up that it's a fraud. It's a contract that you're signing by filling out the application without being able to read the contract.
Right, but we didn't even. Well, I didn't even fill out an application.
Bingo.
Right.
I never filled out an application either.
Yeah.
My parents did while I was a minor.
So wait, what made you come to that realization when you were in the military?
Well, I got really bent out of shape with them sending me to Korea, and then I kept getting asked for the darn number all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to find out if the law required me to even have the number in the first place.
Mm. And it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
So how did you renounce your number? I mean, since you had already been assigned this number, how did you throw it off, if you will?
Now, I did not renounce it. That's the critical thing here to remember. You cannot renounce it. However, you can make a declaration that, one, that you can revoke and rescind your signature off of all documents, all tax documents. And you can rescind the application due to fraud because you were fraudulently deceived into getting one.
So I can't just burn my Social Security card? That's not good enough? I have to go through some paperwork to get rid of this contract that I didn't sign?
Well, you don't have to, but believe me, it stands up a lot better in court when you do.
Mm-hmm. And is there a process that is easily... is this an easy process to go through?
Actually, it's very easy. It's immensely easy.
Uh-huh. What do you do?
You send in an affidavit of... affidavit of... replication and reception of application for Social Security number.
Where do you get this from?
Well, I joined an organization called the Save a Patriot Fellowship.
Uh-huh.
And... yeah, it's like $600 or $700 to join now.
Dude, that's crazy. I mean, you should be able to get this information for free. I mean, if it's good information...
Which is why I make the information available.
All right, here's what I want you to do, Owen. I want you to go to freetalklive.com.
I'll go to your site again, and I'll post the link again.
Yeah.
I posted the link in the past, and I'll do it again.
And you'll be posting a link to free information, so everybody can go and check
it. It's public record of my affidavit.
Okay. Go and
anyone can take the information from my affidavit and modify it for their own uses.
Got it. Cool, man. Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to looking at that. Anything else that you want?
Now, here's the critical thing people have to remember that's not put on the affidavit.
Mm-hmm.
You have to mail this, you have to get it notarized, and you have to mail it in to the Secretary of Treasury with a cover letter. You have to do it certified mail. That way you have proof.
Right. Otherwise, they'll just say they didn't get it.
That's right. And that way you give them 90 days to respond to rebut everything.
Now, do you have a bank account, Owen?
Yes, because I got it before I realized I didn't really have a number.
Well, I guess you can't really use competition to make banks compete against each other for your business, huh?
Well, no, here's the thing, though. No, but I can use illegal advertising. What's false advertising?
Okay. False advertising?
Yes. I can use false advertising to go after a lot of banks.
How so?
Any resident of this state is eligible for the accounts.
Mm-hmm. How do you know that? They're private accounts, though, right? I mean,
well, it doesn't matter. It's part of the advertisement.
Okay.
And they advertise as saying that any resident of this state, especially these credit unions,
mm-hmm.
that's namely the ones I'd go after.
Okay.
When they say any resident of this state is eligible for the account, you go in there, you videotape it, you get it on tape, the advertisement they put on the bank, or you record it off the TV, or however they advertise it.
Cool. Well, we're looking forward to looking at that. I want to see that information again. We're really looking forward to reviewing it a little bit closer. And reposting will be good for the new listeners that we have now, Owen. So, again, go to freetalklive.com. And, unfortunately, we're out of time for you, man. But thank you.
Thank you.
All right, 800-259, because I burned my card, and I thought that would be good enough. But
You did not.
I did.
You burned your Social Security card?
I burned my Social Security card. Wow. I would have done it publicly, but... I mean, apparently,
you don't like to leave the house.
No, apparently the Free State Project is going to be, or at least the New Hampshire Underground is going to be doing something like that publicly this summer. That's going to be one of their other events they're going to be doing. So, anyway, we're going to come back with more 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control, available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere, without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free if you dial in 1-800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So, for more information, all you have to do is call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org, and you will find that all of your questions will be answered at freestateproject.org. We're like 100 and something people away from being at 33% at the Free State Project.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool. the whole point is to gather 20,000 liberty lovers, 20,000 people that want less government, and move them all to the same state.
There's a lot of people out there waiting to join the Free State Project.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many of them would think a third was a third of the people to the goal is enough.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're a third of the way, that's pretty far.
That's absolutely. That's almost halfway.
How far is it? Is it halfway? I mean, what's your threshold, really? Is it two-thirds of the way?
Exactly. FreeStateProject.org. And our number again, 1-800-259-9231. We're driving votes tonight. It's the Free Talk Live Vote-a-thon. We do this on a monthly basis. We're one of the thousands of podcasts in the world. We're a radio show primarily. But we also have a very large internet presence.
Yeah.
And our internet listeners are a huge part of Free Talk Live.
Well,
because we give them a real opportunity to interact with the show, not just because you can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com, but we also have the bulletin board system. We were just telling Owen to go post his information there. We get people all the time that want to share a website with us. They want to share some detailed info, and sometimes it just can't go on the air. But you can always post it on our bulletin board system, and that way people can constantly go to it as a reference instead of just hearing it once and then it moving on. You've got it there on the BBS permanently. So Owen's going to go and post that information there. And there's hundreds of people there interacting. There's thousands of posts. So we kind of create this Free Talk Live internet community, I think. And so internet is real. Our internet listeners are important to us. And so we give you a bunch of free stuff on the website at freetalklive.com. And all we ask from you is a vote once a month at vote.freetalklive.com. That's what we're asking you to do tonight. If you haven't done it yet this month, that is vote.freetalklive.com. If you have voted, do us a big favor. And actually, I know some of our listeners have done this because they've forwarded me their emails.
Mm-hmm.
They've emailed a voting request to all their friends. Maybe some of them haven't even heard of the show before.
That's a big deal. When I did it, I probably got 70 votes out of it. And
have you done it yet this time around?
You know, I feel like I'm scared. I'm scared to do it.
Why?
I feel like I've asked my friends to do the voting thing. And
if they're your real friends, they'll do it once a month for you, Manwich. And if they're not your real friends, then you'll find out because they'll have something to say to you about it. Or if they are your real friend, they'll say something to you about it and say, look, don't do this to me again. I don't want to help you anymore. In which case, you might want to reevaluate your friendship with them.
You're right. Maybe I should make a... I'll do that.
All right. So there you go. 800-259-9231. You get interactive with us. Story from one of our listeners, actually. Again, forwarding us great links here. This one from, actually, lewrockwell.com. I must have missed it. Maybe I'm star... This is by Becky Akers. She says, maybe I'm star for heroes in these pusillanimous times, but I found a new one in Annette Ferris, the Tennessee woman charged with, quote, contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Well, that doesn't sound like somebody you'd want to be inspired by.
Well, she hired a stripper for her son's birthday party. Now, this is a lady...
Sounds interesting.
This is a lady who, despite her regrettable lack of morals and motherly instincts, possesses enough other virtues to compensate. She's got guts, gumption, and the you-mind-your-own-business and all-mind-mind sensibility that Americans used to own in spades.
Yeah.
In buying such sordid entertainment for her family, Ms. Ferris has done the nearly indefensible. And the usual suspects have rushed to condemn her. Don Aaron, spokesman for the Nashville police, self-righteously sniffed, "We don't think the Nashville community is ready to allow adult entertainment in the form of a nude dancer around teenagers at a birthday party." Speak for yourself, Don. Annette and the 30 or so folks at her son's birthday party are members of that community, too. In fact, as Annette pointed out, "We even had Grandpa at the party." Seems that if Annette, you can bet that if I was Grandpa, I'd have been at that party too. Seems that if Annette et al. Let you decide what sorts of parties you'll throw for your kids, you ought to extend the same courtesy to them. But Don wasn't finished. This is the sheriff again. "Minors are not permitted in adult establishments in Nashville or anywhere in this state. A person shouldn't be allowed to circumvent that law by hiring a stripper." Well, what is Annette's reaction to this invocation of the law? Does she collapse like a politician's promise? Does she cringe, grovel, and throw herself on the nation's mercy? Whine about being a victim of childhood strippers herself? Indulge in an orgy of self-flagellation so big government daddy will like her again? No, she stands firm, and she even tells off the cops. In fact, she courageously and cleverly indicts the whole police department for its hypocrisy. The AP quotes her as saying, quote, "A stripper was nothing to get upset about in their neighborhood, where prostitution and drug use are common." She's basically saying, you're not doing your jobs. I mean, if their job is to enforce the war on drugs and the war on prostitution, then they're kind of slacking. That was her suggestion there.
I'm not so sure I agree with this.
What do you mean?
What do you think I mean?
What, having a stripper for your 18-year-old's birthday?
Is it 18? Oh, it's his 18th birthday?
As I understood it, this article hasn't clarified that, but I believe that that was the
case. Well, what's the sheriff?
17.
What's the sheriff? If it's 17, then it's a minor situation.
Uh-huh.
I think that one could consider that child abuse to some extent.
Are you kidding me? She's the mother in this case. It's not like it's some stranger hiring a stripper for this kid.
Could the mom hire a hooker and bring it into the house?
She should be able to if prostitution was legal, absolutely.
You know,
it's her son, and if he wants to watch a stripper.
What if it was her 16-year-old son?
Fine.
12?
Fine.
8?
It's her family.
What if she wants the hooker to blow her 2-year-old boy? That's what I want to know.
That's a little weird.
Well, it is a little weird, yeah. But I mean,
but come on, what mom is going to want something like that?
It's either a minor or not.
But you're talking, that's just crazy talk, man. To suggest
it seems a little crazy to me to...
what are you going
to...
Wait a minute, let's go with your line of nutty thinking, man. You always take things to just the nutty extreme. Well, it is so unlikely.
You have to ask these questions.
It is so unlikely.
No, we have read story after story after story on this air that goes to prove that if humans can do it, they will.
Look, there
what
are
about the guy that's eating people Germany.
There are definitely some sick people out there that want to have sex with kids. Absolutely. But this hiring a stripper for your son does not even come close. And to suggest that someone would hire a stripper or a prostitute in order to fellate or somehow sexually touch someone who's under the age of 6 or something like that is totally crazy.
I think you're supporting it because it's a female stripper and a male, participant. I mean,
I'm supporting it because it was a total voluntary decision. She didn't force this on her son. He probably, if he didn't like it, he could have left, right? If the stripper pops out of the birthday cake saying happy birthday to you and he wasn't too happy, wouldn't you think he'd say something?
There's these weird family bond things going on, though.
Well, it's her family bond, not yours. How dare you tell her how to do it?
What if mom's renting out her 16-year-old kid to the highest bidder?
Now, that is unacceptable. Your kids are not your slaves.
This is just strange.
Your kids aren't your slaves. You can get them to take out the trash and stuff, but they're not your slaves, all right? 800-259-9231. What do you think? Was this mom in the wrong by bringing a stripper into her house for the birthday party for her teenage son? I don't think there's a problem with it. What do you think? 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live, so take control.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for $365. 5 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office, and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the number for you to take control of the show and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And, man, what's
you can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, or we got all kinds of good stuff for you absolutely free on the house. We charge you nothing. Unlike the rest of those talk shows that want $5 or $6 a month out of you, we want zero. We want you to just listen. And you do. And you are. And we appreciate it. All the other thing that we're asking you to do is just vote for us. Once a month, go to vote.freetalklive.com. And we'll remind you. You don't have to remember to do it or anything like that. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. It takes you less than a minute. All you need is an email address. Very simple process. And it helps us out a lot.
Yeah.
Again, vote.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a mom who ordered a stripper for her son's birthday party. Now, I think it was an 18th birthday party, but I am not positive on this. This article has not revealed that information. But either way, I'm totally for the idea that mom can order a stripper for her son if she would like to, as long as her son consents to the idea of having a stripper being ordered for him. Now, you think that's a problem, Manwich, because you think that some mom is going to order a stripper to perform fellatio on their two-year-old son, because you're totally nuts. I mean, if that kind of stuff was going on, really, I mean, if there really was something like that going on, it would be in a very, very small minority of the
homes in America. It would be in a very small minority, but the thing is...
And you'd probably never find out about it.
I don't
probably
know.
Never find out about it.
The thing is,
if there was a stripper that was willing to perform something like that, I mean, that's...
I don't know. They're a minor or they're not, you know? They're free to make these decisions or they're not.
Well, this is one of those issues where you like having the government involved. Normally, you're a pretty small government guy, but in this case, you like having the minimum age. You like the 18 being the age of majority.
I think that children need protection to some extent, yes.
From their own parents?
Yes.
And you believe they need protection from strippers?
I think that parents throughout time have, what, done child sacrifices?
Mm-hmm.
They have...
Well, that's wrong. That's obviously a violation of their right to life, the right to be a breathing human being.
I'm just talking about when they're in need protection.
That's violence against them. Yes, you absolutely... Kids should not have violence committed against them. But ordering a stripper does not count as violence.
Sorry.
Let's go on with the article here, and then we'll see what you think. All right, so the woman, the mother in this case, told off the cops. Preach it, sister, says this article writer, Becky Akers from LouRockwell.com. Remember that Annette faces yet faces a court date with her future and no doubt a sizable portion of her assets hanging in the balance. Yet she's undaunted at the Leviathan's power and fearlessly lashes its minions with the truth. Behold, too, the admirable pith of her statement to the Tennessean newspaper. She said this, quote, "It's a bunch of bull. I tried to do something special for my son. It didn't harm him. Now, I'm not a mother, and I know nothing of child rearing, so I'll leave the substance of her remark to the experts to debate. But I have enough faith in Annette to know that when those experts vehemently and sanctimoniously disagree with her, It won't ruin her day. No, our Annette will shrug. Actually, she'll probably flash them the finger and toss off another memorable quote like this one. Who are they to tell me what I can and can't show to my own children? Let he who is without sin cast the first stone. Whoa. Seems Annette has not heard that raising children takes a village. Nor does she consider... Do you agree with that, Manwich? That
no.
Raising children takes a village? Because that's what you're arguing for. Should she be able to show pornography to her kids?
No.
How dare you tell her how to raise her children? How dare you? Can she show the kids a movie where there's a sex scene in it?
Yes.
Can she... See, you have all these different rules and regulations, but they're not your kids, you jerk!
Sorry, can't abuse your kids.
Your definition of abuse does not necessarily agree with my definition or Annette's definition. Anyway, will Annette's questionable taste in birthday entertainment scar her child for life? Are they doomed to promiscuity thanks to this party? Again, I'll leave that to the experts. But I'll venture to guess that these boys...
Well, they're doomed to promiscuity because they're male.
Okay. Are they so why not accept that?
Propensity to a promiscuity.
Why not accept that, then, instead of trying to deny it for their entire lives? But I will venture to guess that these boys have received a powerful lesson in feistiness and refusal to kowtow to the authorities, qualities as rare anymore as they are valuable. And let's say, once they graduate from minors to majors, I guess they are still minors then, that the fairest men have a steady stream of strippers stepping in and out of their homes, I'd still choose them for neighbors over the smug busybodies who turn their mother in. Which brings us to the drugstore jerks. I mean clerks, who ratted Annette out after they developed the pictures that she shot at the party. The Tennessean doesn't reveal which drugstore was the snitch. I hope the paper's deliberately being coy to protect an advertiser. I hope there are enough red-blooded Americans left that a store so careless of its customers' privacy, so quick to turn snoop on them, would suffer a boycott were its name revealed. But I'm an idealist. More likely the oversight is just that. Perhaps some enterprising soul will do us all a favor and ferret out the store's identity. And I'd like to add the actual identity of the scumbag rat snitches that turned this woman in. If they're right up there with murderers and rapists, in my opinion. Dirty, stinking rats. Then those who don't similarly wish to explain their tastes and habits to a grand jury can avoid processing their film there. Another reason to buy digital cameras, folks. I also hope that the folks so easy to prosecute, the spirited Annette, are planning to go after Michael Chertoff as well. He's the Secretary of Homeland Security who lusts to turn American airports into giant peep shows by installing backscatter x-ray machines, which of course see through clothing, and will allow federal screeners to view passengers who walk through them in their birthday suits.
Oh, my.
All in the name of fighting terrorism, of course. Thus, while Annette merely enabled her son to watch a stripper's act, Chertoff wants him to be the act the next time he flies. Now who's contributing to the delinquency of a minor? I can't believe, Manwich, that...
Oh, God.
I can't believe that you... would suggest, should this woman, okay, if you think what she did was wrong, and you clearly do.
Yes.
You say it wouldn't have been wrong if he was 18.
I don't know if it's wrong. I'm saying that there's a point, right? You know, I don't think that showing your 17-year-old child, letting him see, bring a stripper to the house is necessarily a wrong act.
Mm.
But what I am saying...
But if he was 13, it'd be wrong.
I'm saying that there's a line that needs to be drawn. And where is that line? You know,
who gave you the power to draw that line? And how dare you suggest that your line is right and everyone else's line is wrong? Now, again, you haven't firmed up quite what you believe the line to be, but you think there should be a line. There should be a line, and I will elect someone to draw it.
I found your line. I said, should a parent be able to hire a hooker to come in and have sex with their 17-year-old boy? And you said, yes. And then I said...
If the 17-year-old consents to it.
And then I said 13. And you said, yes. And then I asked if you should be able to... What about an 8-year-old? And then you shut up. And then I said, should I be able to hire a stripper to come in... a hooker.
Hookers well, and strippers, I can have my jobs, own line.
Come in and blow my 2-year-old.
I can have my own line, because if I was to start my own family, I would set the lines. And if you want to set your lines at 8 or 10 or 13, it's your family. Do it, I mean, dude, we've got families out there that are incestuous. We've
yes.
got families out there that are racist. We've got all kinds of families in America that you and I wouldn't agree with, whether it be the way they raise their children, or their family tradition practices, or whatever. But they're not hurting you and I. They're not hurting our families by raising their kids that way. This woman didn't affect the neighborhood by having a stripper come to her home. What do you think? 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Was this woman out of line? Would she have been more out of line if the kid was 13, 12, 10? Where's your line? And should your line be enforced on everyone else? This is your show, Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog, toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free 800-259-9231. We are inside hour number two, only here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So if you want to get your calls in, now's the time to do it. 800-259-9231, whether it be a political issue or even a personal problem. Anything goes here on Free Talk Live. And it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to go to freetalklive.com, where we got all kinds of good stuff there for you. Absolutely free. The bulletin board system with over 500 users, thousands of posts for you to surf around through, archives, the Strand of Female Listeners, and much, much more. We bring it all to you on the house because we think you deserve it for free. We think you should be able to download the archives and not have to pay one red cent for it. Now, all we ask you to do is go and vote for us. Go vote for Free Talk Live. Help us get to the top of the charts. We're in the top 10 at the moment, but we'd like to be number one. And you can help us out just by going to vote.freetalklive.com. That is, again, vote.freetalklive.com. Takes you less than a minute. All you need is an email address. And when you're done, tell a couple friends. and have them tell a couple friends. We need to. I was thinking we should experiment with some of that viral marketing stuff, man. Which,
how's that?
I don't know. You always get those chain letters, right?
Yeah.
In the email. Well, we need to have a Free Talk Live chain letter. Except it wouldn't promise people. It wouldn't promise people millions of dollars, but it could maybe promise them a shot at some liberty in their lifetime.
Right.
Like if we could spread.
Forward this email, and you'll have liberty in your life.
You could have liberty in your life.
Right.
Yeah. Just forward it. And we wouldn't ask for them to forward it to 10 people. I think 3 would be reasonable. I mean, if 3 people forwarded to 3 people who forwarded to 3 people, then it could really could take off, man. Can you imagine if we got a whole bunch of new affiliates based on some silly little email like that?
It's worth
a try.
Yeah.
Anyway, 800-259-9231. If you want to get interactive with us, you can. All right, enough with the stripping mom, or not the stripping mom, but the mom who hired the stripper. If, again, you got comments, you're welcome to it. But one of the things that a judge might have sentenced her to, you're going to tell us about, right, Manwich?
Yep. I don't even know what to say about this story. Of course, that's the whole point of it. Kentucky judge has been offering some drug and alcohol offenders the option of attending worship services instead of going to jail or rehab.
Mm.
A practice some say violates the separation of church and state. Really? They would say that?
Mm-hmm.
District Judge Michael Caperton, 50, a devout Christian,
really,
said his goal is to help people and their families.
Mm-hmm. Help them into my religion.
I don't think there's a church-state issue, because it's not mandatory, and I say worship instead of church. Which I suppose could mean
worshipping Allah,
the earth,
like the Wiccans,
something like that.
Okay, all right. But isn't he specifying the church that they go to?
No.
Okay.
No. And since it's only minor drug and alcohol offenders, I guess that I don't think that they should be there in the first place.
Right.
But I do like the idea that they're getting something besides jail time.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly preferable to jail time. Absolutely.
So anyway, alternative sentencing is popular across the country. Ordering vandals to repaint graffiti-covered walls, for example?
Can I go to a Rastafarian religion?
I suppose you could.
You know what that is?
Yes, I'm familiar with it.
Okay.
But I don't know as though they necessarily... They don't certainly don't legally smoke marijuana in this country.
The Rastafarians?
They do not.
Okay.
Yeah, they might smoke marijuana. They don't do it legally.
Got it.
Legal experts said that they don't know of any other judges who give the option of attending church. Caperton has offered the option about 50 times to repeat drug offenders and alcohol offenders. It is unclear what effect the sentence has had.
Hmm.
David Friedman, a lawyer...
Well, I wonder, of the 50 times, how many took it? It doesn't say that.
I'm sure that they all took it.
Okay.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah. You know.
But then again, I wouldn't be pleading guilty either. I mean, if I was caught for some sort of offense, I would go in there and try and bring up jury nullification. I would stir the pot, dude.
Well, I'll tell you, it's easy to talk crap until it's your life sitting there.
I understand that.
It's hard.
But if I'm, you know, you could suggest that I'm talking crap, but here I am doing a national, international syndicated
radio show. I'm not
suggesting
that you're talking crap.
Okay.
All I'm saying is that once you're standing there in front of the judge,
mm-hmm.
and you're realizing, wow, this jackass up here.
Okay,
can,
right. You got to be careful with that, man.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Sent an email, asked about it.
Yes, you did.
Anyway, this fella up here can put me in prison.
Uh-huh.
He can effectively take away my house, my family, all those things from me. Because chances are good, you're not going to keep your mortgage paid if you're in jail waiting trial.
That's a good point.
You know? Not easy to take care of those things.
You're right.
And if you get sentenced to go to prison, you're not going to be taking care of your mortgage payment then either.
Mm-hmm.
So... Your wife, who was planning on a second income, isn't getting it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's assuming you had a wife.
Right.
And you wouldn't.
Right.
Because you're not going to trust
anybody. Could I sell
anybody.
My house from jail? Would that be possible?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can sell your house.
Well,
that's
not a big deal, then.
All your stuff in it.
Well, anyway, I think it's important to stand up to the judge, to authorities, to the courtroom. But in this case, I mean, if I was in their exact position and I was them, it'd be clear which one I chose. Because, I mean, you can get high in jail and you could probably get high at church, too. I suppose they want you to... That's what those guys are all thinking about. Like, where could I get my next score?
Probably.
Yeah.
If they're repeat drug and alcohol offenders?
Yeah.
Yeah. David Friedman, a lawyer for the American Civil Liberties Union of Kentucky, said the option raises serious constitutional problems.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, David Friedman's right. The judge is saying that those willing to go to worship services can avoid jail and the same way that those that decline to go cannot, Friedman said. That strays from government neutrality towards religion. Well, it doesn't stray. It jumps right out in the middle of government.
It's a little bit... Again, the choices are never good, but it is certainly a better choice than jail or military, that's for sure. I mean, it's hard for me to argue on it. It is his courtroom, et cetera, et cetera. And it is just an option, because normally they just get jail, right? It's not like he's forcing them
probation.
To go.
Probation.
It's not like he's forcing them to go. Anyway, it's rare that I take the side of religion. But in this case, if it gets somebody out of jail, I don't have a problem with it. More Free Talk Live on the way. This is your show. Take control.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
How come every time you need to fill up your tank, you discover gas prices have gone up again? It's not only frustrating, but it's costing you big bucks at the pump. Is there hope in sight? Well, the solution is here. It's time for System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus has been proven to not only save you gas by up to 5 miles per gallon guaranteed, but System 48 Plus has also been shown to increase engine performance, compression, and horsepower with one easy application to the oil of your car's engine. It works great with regular or synthetic oils, and even has the strength for a heavy-duty diesel engine. System 48 Plus cleans the engine walls, then sticks to the engine's internal components to prevent metal-to-metal wear and friction on your engine, saving you trips to the pump and to the auto repair center. The way this product performs, you'd expect to pay over $100. But order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for only $24.95 plus shipping and handling. Save your sanity and your money by calling and ordering your System 48 Plus today for only $24.95 by calling toll-free 866-305-0064. That's toll-free 866-305-0064. Or visit system48.net.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the sacral wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the sacral wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. sacrowedgie.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free if you've got a moment. 800-259-9231, because right now would be the time to do it. We're running out of time here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
Ed Bandwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got free stuff, all of it, free archives, the bulletin board system, live streaming, and much, much more on the house. All we're asking you to do is go to vote.freetalklive.com, cast your vote for the show, and then tell a few friends about the show and ask them to go and vote for the show, because we want to be number one again this month. Thanks to you guys, last month we did it. We can do it again this month. All you have to do is go to vote.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call. Toll free, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Show's about your calls. Let's go to them. John in Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello, John.
Well, good evening. I've been enjoying your program here, and I had a Just a real quick comment about the lady that hired the stripper for her son.
Yes, sir.
It's kind of a tragedy all the way around, from her doing that in the first place to the people actually reporting her.
Oh, yeah.
But I would like to say to that lady that it's inappropriate for any parent, male or female, to bring a sexually charged environment, regardless of the age of their children.
Well, that's your opinion,
no,
John.
No, it's embarrassing and humiliating. He had his friends there.
Kidding me? I've never been into a strip club before. I'm not interested at all in going to strip clubs. But I gotta say that if I was at my friend's birthday party and there was a stripper there, I would think that was the coolest thing.
You can say that because we're old, we're American, and we have no feelings left. But for a young person who still has feelings, who isn't dead to the world, these things can be humiliating. And that laughable
How could that be humiliating?
You don't understand. Because
it's just a woman taking off her clothes.
He's right. You don't understand because you don't have any feelings. You're an American. And you're dead to any real feelings. I'm so sorry for you.
Oh, come on,
You don't have any feelings.
What is wrong with nudity? Do you have a problem with that?
Not with nudity, but parents and children shouldn't get into these prurient situations.
Should this woman be punished?
And socially, it was inappropriate. You know, we live in a country where all...
Were they forced to be there? Were the kids held at gunpoint to watch this stripper?
Absolutely. The obligation to be there was... They had no choice. And you know they had no choice.
Oh, give me a break. There was a door.
Right.
There was a door, a front door to the house, and they were probably free to walk out of it.
They're kids, and they're not going to do that. A friend of mine from Yugoslavia, he went over to an American friend's house. He met his girlfriend. He was getting ready to leave. By the time he was getting ready to leave, the mother was giving his friend a blowjob. This is where America is at. There are no limits. There are no limits. And it's so sad. We are spiritually and emotionally dead. But give these kids a chance.
I don't know, man. I don't know about you, but having sex makes me feel more alive. I don't know where you've been.
In a country where we have every good and fine things, parents introduce their kids to sleazy things, drugs, alcohol.
Right.
You're
well, that's your opinion that it's sleazy.
No,
and by the way, I happen to agree with you. I'm not a huge fan of strippers. Again, I've never been there, but if that's what she wants to do.
It's like the rap music that denigrates women, that denigrates blacks.
Would you ban rap music? Would you ban strippers?
No.
All right, good. We agree on that. John, call us again sometime. Great call. We got a scram. 800-259-9231 is the number for next time, and it's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich, we need one more vote at Podcast Alley to be 7.
Vote.freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow night.
If you're talking...